We are now recording. And this is an interview with Henry Forrest. I'm the interviewer, Peter Stevens. Interview is on 2/18/2015. Topic of the interview is donations. Essentially, donations to the church, which have a long history. Henry, what do you remember about donations? What's your earliest memory?
Well, the earliest memory probably of donation goes into my junior high. Although I was active in the youth group, the early grades in the church, I never knew much about donation and was too young really to go in those days to donations. So my earliest would be, I would say, grade 7 and so I would have been 13, and the donation is a very interesting way to raise money. Everybody contributes cakes, and in contributing these cakes, there's two series. There's the cut cakes, which are sold as separate activity. The decorated cakes, and there are several of the people would sell these the auctioneer would auction off these cakes at, in those days, pretty high dollars. I mean, they would get into $20 and $30 when that was probably more than a week's pay for people. All right. So these decorated cakes were beautiful cakes, and the total money, the purpose of the donation was to make sure that they could carry on and pay the pastor. So it was actually a fundraiser to assure that the pastor could get somewhat of a living wage. It was not always a great wage, but they raised quite a lot of the money at donation for the pastor's salary. And of course, the donationeer at the time that I was a very young person was already 50, 60, 70 years old. Mm-hmm. And as a matter of fact, I think the 100-year anniversary of that was a little after I graduated from high school, which was 1947, so around 1950. So this started literally, the donation started literally by 1850.
Wow.
Right. And the church, the actual church here, was built in 1852. And that the church then has been renovated every 20 or 30 years to modernize it and keep it up to date. But the donation was a major contribution to the pastor's salary. The first donation that I went to and saw the whole thing was held actually in the town hall, which is now the Historical Society building. And as I remember, Fred Frost was the auctioneer at the time of the donation. And it was very interesting. But to get the people there, they served a oyster stew. And so the meal was oyster stew, and you had to pay for that. But it was a modest amount of money, and so there was oyster stew, and all that had to be hand prepared, and it was actually a kind of what we today we would call a buffet type of service, where you get up and bring your bowl and it's filling and go back to your seat. And then after that was done, along with the dessert, after that was done, the chairs were moved, if they had to be, to face the auctioneer, and the cakes were all up on the stage there in the, at the town hall. And the stage, of course, opened, actually looked east, just from a point of view. And the stage is still there. It's all part of the museum now, but the stage was there. And then the auctioneer. And in that process, they auctioned off homemade cakes, heavily decorated and beautifully decorated. And some of these cakes were auctioned off at, $5 or $10, and some went as high as $20 or $30, and maybe even more. I don't remember the exact amounts. But some of them were, in my memory, pretty expensive cakes. And there were several people in, several women in the town who made beautiful cakes. And I don't remember all of those people in those the early years, but those cakes kind of went for higher prices. And as I have, after I left the town, and ostensibly because going off to college and then into the service, I left the town for roughly 25 years. But the process was all pretty simple, all volunteer effort to set up the donation, and then the oyster stew, and then somewhere in the early 70s, they introduced some corn chowder in as an additional opportunity, and so they serve corn chowder, and now today, of course, they serve corn chowder and oyster stew, but there are people that would come in from outside. And when I say outside the town of Madison, would come to see the auction. It was an interesting thing. There was humor in it, and there was, a lot of activity. And also, the church was organized at this during this period of time, and that changed in the early 80s. But the church was, in essence, a membership type in the church, and all of the people who were members, etc., and others who went to church would donate or pledge money to the church. But because it was a parish, like the Catholics do with a parish, as a member of the parish, you're a member of the church. So really, all of the townspeople were ostensibly members of the church, but they weren't active members of the church. And the donation was an opportunity for them to make a contribution to keep the church going. And it's a side issue here on donation itself, but the church was really never really independent financially for most of its life, up until really the late 70s, and then the church became really self-supported. But the donation was remained a very big celebration. And I remember about the 100-year celebration, it didn't take place in the Historical Society, but it took place in the Oddfellows Hall in Silver Lake. And there was a big gathering. That was a pretty big meeting room at the first floor in the hall. That is the same building that is now the town offices in Madison Corner. And the But that 100th anniversary took place there in Silver Lake. And at that time, the Grange was very active with the in the town of Madison and around in all of the other towns around. I mean, Ossipee and Tamworth and Freedom had Grange units. And the Grange had the upper floor, the second floor of the what we always call the Odd Fellows Hall, which had not been active in my lifetime as the Odd Fellows Hall, but was built by the Odd Fellows. And the history of the donation, of course, has gone on. It's last year's, it was the 149th history of the donation history, which is kind of significant. And whereas the cakes go for, now the heavily decorated ones go for a lot more money, I guess it's all relative. But it is a significant contribution. Last year, for example, the income from donation was $4,000. And that is quite a lot in our the donation, I mean, in the life of the church. So it doesn't still pay the pastor, but it contributes. And so that's my early beginnings and thoughts about the donation. In many of these donation activities, the people who are contributing now were daughters and sons of original participants in not original participants, but historic people in our church. And the same perfection of cakes is notable, and also there are some people that seem to make an angel food cake, like Ruth Shackford, goes for a high amount of money. Also, one of the things that has changed a little bit with the donation is that they are accepting for auction cakes made by children, which are probably not all handmade, but packaged products, but some of those. And they that involves the children, and in many instances, it's interesting that the parents have allocated their 10-year-old son to do the bidding. and it's an interesting process when you watch how the auctioneer makes careful that somebody isn't bidding about themselves, against themselves, you know. One of the issues there is that you bid against yourself, right? Not paying attention to what's really going on. So it's a learning experience on the one hand of an auction, and it's a fun time, and there's humor in it, and stories sometimes earlier on, more stories were told than current day participants. But the meal is a gathering place, and we'll have anywhere from 75 to 100 people come to the meal, and about probably 50 or 60 people stay for the auction. So that's my up-to-date analysis of the donation, right?